Today we are continuing to learn more about the priesthood of Jesus. Last night on Holy Thursday at the Lord's Supper, he institutes the Holy Eucharist and the gift of the priesthood. And on this somber occasion, on this sacred occasion, Jesus further fulfills his priesthood by offering himself as the sacrifice on the cross. In the ancient Jewish tradition of the Old Law, priests would enter the Holy of Holies once a year to sprinkle it with blood of the animal sacrifice. And Jesus, who is the spotless lamb, is the perfect sacrifice, the Son of God, giving himself in complete surrender to the will of the Father, atoning for our sins and showing us the way to holiness by embracing the cross. Moreover, there's other images here of his priestly identity. There's the seamless tunic that is made that would have been the vesture of a priest, and the fact that the soldiers don't tear it, but they cast lots for it, sort of indirectly fulfills that a priest's garments were never to be torn. So his sacrificial priesthood is on full display on the cross during his passion. While Jesus is the perfect high priest, our second reading from the letter to the Hebrews reminds us that he, even though he's perfect, is able to identify with us in every way. And we also identify with him in our own baptismal priesthood that we have, some of us in our ministerial priesthood. And this means that whatever weaknesses that we have, whatever burdens that we carry, whatever failings or shortcomings that we may find embarrassment with, whatever cross we may carry, we can give that to Jesus and know that he is with us, that he sympathizes with our weaknesses in every way. Furthermore, on this day, when we venerate the Holy Cross, we should offer our crosses to him who is the perfect high priest and approach the throne of grace to help us to carry those crosses.